Saved from Certain Death, page 18.
Rabies is a terrible disease. The virus usually enters the body through a bite from an animal that has the disease. The bite might not seem serious at first. Then, however, the virus moves to the brain, and the person starts to feel sick. The victim might have hallucinations and other psychological symptoms. In the second stage of the disease, the victim is sometimes afraid of water and cannot drink. Finally, the rabies victim loses consciousness and dies. For thousands of years, rabies meant certain death. Any bite from a strange animal caused great fear. Then, in 1885, a famous French biologist, Louis Pasteur, developed a vaccine. The vaccine stopped the rabies virus. However, it only worked if the victim was given the vaccine at an early stage. In some cases, people did not get the vaccine soon enough. Then rabies symptoms appeared. The vaccine did not work at later stages, and the victim died. Today, people still die from rabies. People often get bites from animals, but they usually do not believe the bite is a serious problem. The bite might not hurt much, so the person doesn't go to the doctor. By the time the person finds out that he or she has rabies, it is too late. The story of Gina Gysi is a typical example. One Sunday in September of 2005, the 15-year-old girl saw a bat at church. She wanted to help the bat, so she picked it up. The bat bit her finger. It was just a little bite, and Gina forgot all about it. About a month later, Gina's arm felt strange. She also felt tired and had a headache. Then she began losing consciousness. Her mother took her to the doctor for tests. The symptoms worried the doctors. Then Gina's mother remembered the bat bite. The doctors conducted tests to diagnose the problem. The news was not good. Gina had rabies. There was nothing they could do. Everything in the medical literature said there was no cure at this stage. Gina was going to die. However, one of Gina's doctors at the Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, Dr. Rodney Willoughby, did not want to stop trying. He studied rabies and its progress. Rabies is dangerous because it takes over the brain quickly. Dr. Willoughby decided to try an unusual procedure. He wanted to stop the virus from reaching Gina's brain. So he put her in a coma. He hoped that by turning off her brain for a few days, he could give her immune system enough time to fight the disease. Gina slept while her family and doctors waited in fear. After 1 week, Gina's immune system was fighting the virus on its own. After 3 more days, Gina opened her eyes and recognized her mother. She was alive. Dr. Willoughby's experiment had worked. Gina spent 2 years recovering. She had to learn to talk again and to do many other things. Today, she is like other normal young women. However, there is one difference. Gina Gysi is the first and only unvaccinated human in history to survive rabies.